see trees of green, red roses too.
All right, I'm going to break down that song, Larry, like I've never broken it down before. I love Louis. I love the song. I love the positiveness of that song. But he talks about green. Everything's not green. Sometimes it's red. Of course, he's talking about roses of red. Sometimes I say red ink. You know, I'm trained in accounting a lot like you are. And red, for me, means red ink. And you know, you have to watch out for red ink when you're an investor. You don't just see green without seeing red. You've got to analyze the pros and the cons and the pros of an investment property. The great thing about buyer brokers, Larry, is they point out weaknesses of properties as well as strengths. My problems with videos is they don't always show the weaknesses, okay? And that's why I like the idea of the buyer agent taking that same video, walking through the house, maybe taking her or his camera with her or him, and then they could point out weaknesses of the home. And that would be a special video that we offer our buyers through the buyer agent in any city. Let's just say one of the hotspots, Columbus, Ohio. Okay, he'll walk through the house at our request. We've looked at the video and say, would you please focus on the furnace room? You know, that water heater doesn't look safe. This is before we've ever had it inspected. We get to that kind of detail at Vestera Hotspots on your behalf. There's no detail that's too small to take a second look at it. And we really care about the inspection, the condition of properties. Are you going to have $8,000 of deferred maintenance costs? And if so, if it's such a great deal, you might take that property. But if the house isn't a good enough deal, you don't want $8,000 of deferred maintenance in the next year or two or three.
No, that increases your investment.
Yeah, so they're the things that we look at. My key to wealth today is this. There are very likely, and by the way, there are, hot deals in today's marketplace throughout the United States. Many right here in Colorado, especially Colorado Springs. My tip today, you make more money on a smart and savvy buy. You make the money when you buy the property, so you've got to buy right. It is time to act on your desires for more wealth, not just think about it. Act on your desires for more financial freedom, not just think about it. Some good buys, B-U-Y-S, are available. Risk always exists, anywhere, anytime. So many of you are calling me this past week and the week before about our next wealth building seminar, which we want so badly to do. Webinars work well for some, but most of you want the in-person presentation so that we could dialogue freely in person. We are prepared for May 2020, maybe a few such seminars in May, because probably we will be limited to 10 registrants per seminar. But Barry and Larry are ready, and we're geared up to have wealth building seminars once again, and we're looking forward to starting them in May of 2020.
Oh, yes, we are looking forward to that. Okay, Barry, what is it going to take for us to do the next wealth building seminar? What are we waiting on?
Well, Larry, we're waiting on a bit more clearance socially. That's a not politically correct way to say from the government, but yes, from the government, and that includes the governor of Colorado, okay? Some could have wealth building seminars.
What will our wealth building seminars look like when we restart them, Barry?
Larry, we don't know for sure, of course, of all of the aspects of it, but this much we do know. It'll be the same 90 minutes of full, solid wealth building information, and more information. Lovely prepared, wonderful handouts. But Larry, this time, those handouts, when they're put together, we'll have our gloves on. When the paper comes off the printer, we will you know, be wiping off the folder that they're in, doing all we can to be medically safe and smart and concerned for the attendees. Almost for sure, we'll still have the 6 foot of clearance between non-related attendees. Probably only 10 registrants will still be permitted, but Larry, we don't know if a married couple counts as one or two registrants. Okay.
Interesting question.
I think what I've read, it's probably one because they're living in the same household, etc. No handshaking. Masks probably will have to be worn. That's okay. The presenter will present without a mask, but she and he have to be at least 10 feet away from the closest seminar table. So it'll be a nice sizable room with 10 registrants, maybe as many as 15 to 18 people, but probably just 10 registrants. Lots of information, though. That doesn't change. Lots of interchange among us, all using smart medical procedures and social distancing as needed, as required. Probably a small statement of medical cleanliness signed ahead of time, just like many open offices are using now when anyone comes into the office. It doesn't sound very restrictive to me, Larry, but how do you feel about that description that I just gave?
You know, it's interesting, Barry. If you had told me a month ago that this is how we were going to do them, I would have said, no way, Jose.
Yeah, right.
There's no way.
I think I'm there, too.
But now it sounds pretty good, actually. It can be done. It can be done safely. We won't start doing these seminars until the government lifts the restrictions, making it legal for us to do it. Well, as soon as they lift, Barry and I will be ready. Well, Barry does 90% of the work, so Barry will be ready to launch these seminars very quickly.
We will be ready, Larry. We are ready. We have the room ready, willing, and open, you know, invitation once the restrictions are removed so that it's all proper and in that particular sense. So we're looking for that convenient location, free parking just off the interstate, right off I-25, very close, just a good facility. We're looking forward to it. We really, I know during the break I said, Larry, well, when do you think the restriction will be push. He's saying 2 weeks, maybe three, and I'm more in the 4 or 5 weeks and hoping for 2 or 3.
See, I think the governor has got to make a decision at the end of the month when...
That 26th.
That's right. And at that point, I think he will start lifting some of the restrictions and hopefully enough that we can do a seminar.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be lifted much to do this. And look, haven't we all learned? Aren't we all likely for the rest of our lives going to be washing our hands a little bit more than we ever did before? Aren't we not going to be wiping our noses as often as we did? Yeah, by that, you know, touching our face to Egypt times and things like that. But whether it stays, whether it goes away, we're smarter because of what we've learned. And we're going to be more concerned when we have a little cold or a flu in the future. For now, Larry, let's take a look. So there's about the seminars. Let's take a look at some data that's going on in this hot spot. Let's just focus on Colorado Springs. That's the hot spot. That's one of the 5 hottest, best markets in the United States. Median price in Colorado Springs for a detached home has gone up to $365,000. The median price for a detached home in the United States, adjusting for appreciation, just like we have in Colorado Springs, is now at about $285,000. And yet Colorado Springs is at $365,000. Just for comparison purposes, Denver is at $485,000, knocking it out as one of the best markets. But the Springs is the focus.
And it just as important, the Springs median price has gone up almost 11% since last year at the same time.
We're not seeing it slow down much.
It's an amazing statistic.
It continues to be an amazing statistic. I'll agree with you. Building continues to go on pretty much in Colorado Springs. Builders nationwide have cut back the number of housing, the houses that they're building. The newest estimate, which, by the way, don't panic over this, any realtors who track this, is down from about get these numbers, Larry. It's a transposition from 5.4 million a year. That's what it was going at 2 months ago. Now it's 4.5 million. Well, that's lower. But what does that do to prices?
It could make them go up.
What does that do to the economic 101, supply and demand? Lower supply, bigger demand, prices go up. So, I mean, this Colorado Springs market has all elements, all pistons, if you will, working towards a continuing smart market. The difficulty is finding that house at the price that will make what? What most investors want and require, a neutral or positive cash flow, even in the first year.
Yeah, you know, it is interesting. Since I live in the Colorado Springs area, I get to see things going on. And there are so many apartment houses being built in that city. People are just, there's a huge demand for rental property, and that's driving the price of houses up, especially houses priced below the median.
It sure is. And that's what we look for. We look for houses at and really now below the median so that that cash flow can be neutral to slightly positive. Even if it's a little positive in the first year, if the house has gone up 10%, we're still using 10 and 11% rate of appreciation in Colorado Springs. Why? Because that's what it is. And that's the highest, Larry, other than Boise. And Boise, Idaho, for other reasons, is not one of the best spots to invest in. Okay? Colorado Springs has the size, the dynamics, and being the southern, smaller neighbor of Denver makes it even a smarter marketplace the way we analyze smart economics. Safety of your dollars is primary with us. We are not an airlines, but safety is one of the first items we look at when we're looking with you at a property for you. Safety of your money. In this COVID era of residential real estate investing, COVID is important. Safety of your money is just as important. We just have to do a little bit more analysis to say, is that the right investment for you? It's working, Larry.
It is amazing that if somebody had told me what was going to happen 10 weeks ago, that I would have said that it would be a really major impact on residential housing, and we've simply not seen it. It's just amazing to watch the residential real estate market stay so strong in the Front Range of Colorado.
It's just a strong, strong market. Larry, I was just looking at one of the comments that someone gave of this weekly snapshot. Okay, what is the snapshot? It's a quick Barry and Larry newsletter. It's one page. It has, I didn't count them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, I said about 12. It's 11 items and that we cover quickly. It's a Reader's Digest one-page version snapshot of the marketplace. But many, many salient points, like 4% loans, no cost for those loans, no upfront origination fee, no discount points. For 4% fixed rate interest rate for 30 years with 25% cash down for an investor. That's included in this. Inventory on hand, the impact of COVID. Typically, it's because fewer homes are going under contract in a one-week period than was happening a month ago. But buyers are putting houses under contract, investors included, using the 3D interactive walkthrough videos. Larry, that snapshot and a page of data and some comments following it are free, no obligation, no follow-up on our part. All you have to do is you could text us and request it at 303 888 3788. That's our regular number. Or email us, as many of you are doing. Email us requesting Snapshot. That's all you have to say. Snapshot, please. And you'll be on the list with that email, unless you give us a different email. You'll receive that before the weekend is out. Email us at truth, T-R-U-T-H, at consumersrealestate.com. This is Barry Miller, along with your consumer guy, Larry Stanley. We are your wealth builders. This is your wealth building show, using simplicity as the primary gauge to make you 30, 35, 40% return on your investment, keeping life simple for you and beneficial for your wealth building and financial freedom. We will be right back. Hey, we are back. This is Barry Miller along with consumer guy Larry Stanley. We are your wealth builders, keeping your life fun, easy, and simple, so you could rest back on the easy chair and understand what's going on. We'll always keep you informed on the extreme research that we do. And what we're going to focus on now are the 8 major components. And it varies in different parts of the country. We typically only have 7 major components that we look at, Larry. So let's start with number 8, that one that does not apply much in Colorado, but it sure applies in most of the humid spots: termites.
Oh, I thought it was going to be mold.
Well, mold is also, when we go to 9, let's do 9, major 9 components. Mold is right there. It mold and termites, we're fortunate, knock on wood, to not have much of. There are termites in Colorado. Okay? You didn't hear Barry and Larry say there are no termites. There are termites, but they're rare. And yep. I've only had them come up in 2 home inspections in 40 years. Okay? One house I remember, the most recent one was about 12 years ago, 13-ish years ago in Aurora. And they weren't the purebred termites, okay? They were a wood mite that the inspector said, well, they're a form of a wood mite. They're easier to get rid of than the full-blown termite, you know? I didn't know how many species
there
were.
Well, when you live in the Deep South, which I have,
yes,
you learn to get termite inspections.
And mold.
And you'll sometimes go buy a house, and they'll have a big tent over the entire house. So that they
can... Yeah, they're doing their thing.
That's right.
Getting rid of it. I've seen it. I've not lived like you have permanently, but I was stationed in the South, okay, in my Army days in Georgia, et cetera, Fort Gordon and Fort Jackson, South.
Just down the road from
just
where
down
I'm
the road from Savannah.
That's right, where
yeah,
I grew up.
Yep. One of my Army buddies, by the way, in Fort Jackson, which was advanced training. We learned, they taught us how to type. Fortunately, I had learned that in high school, and I just sat there, and it was a breeze for 4 weeks, you know, while she taught people to type. But he was from Savannah, so he and I spent a couple weekends in Savannah. Beautiful, beautiful city still. But it has a lot of what? Mold and humidity.
Oh, yes.
And termites. Okay? So we have mold, we have termites. Number 6 and number 7 are radon and sewer scum. And then we have the 5 big ones. What are the 5 big major components?
Foundation, roof, the heating and air conditioning system, plumbing, and electric.
Plumbing and electric and HVAC. HVAC is the one that gets the most focus, Larry. Why? Because we usually say it's 3 elements, okay, being the furnace, the air conditioner, and the hot water heater.
And a lot of hot water heaters start falling apart when they're 10 years old.
Yeah, and that's a sad myth that's out there. It's a very, very sad, but that's a myth that they have an 8 to 10-year life.
I agree.
Taken care of, they'll last 15, 20, 25 years. Listen to my story about Don Gazzetti. Oh, I don't have time for that story, Larry. He's a retired home inspector. When he sold his house, he took his hot water heater apart. It was 20 62 years old. It was clean as a whistle. He said Barry had had 10 years of life left in it. He tore it apart, looking at every part.
I have 18 years on mine.
Yeah. Taken care of, and with good luck, they'll go 15, 18, 20 years. So don't be scared by all that you hear when you're buying an investment property. But know that at Vestera, we will watch every single item in the home, and during the inspection, we'll make sure that it gets special attention so you're not buying deferred maintenance. Sign up for that new Snapshot weekly report from Barry and Larry. You could sign up at truth@consumersrealestate.com, or you could phone in or text in and ask for Snapshot, 303-888-3788. Larry?
And don't forget, you can start registering for upcoming seminars. Call us
at 303-888-3788.
And it's usually quite loud. Our mum, she's so house proud. Nothing ever slows her down. And it makes